Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 33, Muppet Vision 3D.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Memory 31 of your Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Today's request comes from my good friend Jessica. She sent it about a year, maybe or so ago. Yeah, sorry, Jessica. Her request was from Muppet Vision 3D. She wrote, "I have one request. I would love to hear any audio you have from Muppet Vision 3D in the Hollywood Studios. I used to watch The Muppet Show when I was little. It was one of my favorite shows. When I went to Disney for the first time in 2002, that 3D show was the first show that I saw. Not only was it hilarious, but it was also my first exposure to the amazing 3D technology that Disney uses, and I was completely impressed with the quality of the show. It is one of my favorite shows in WDW. I also think that the pre-show beforehand, with the three televisions in the queue room, is so funny. My little sister loves to quote from it." Of course, I'm with you, Jessica. Muppet Vision is far more than just a 3D movie, and is truly one of the funniest attractions in the park. There is so much to see and hear. As a word of advice, take time to walk through the queue looking everywhere. Check out all the waiting room during the pre-show, and catch the whole pre-show. If you have to wait a cycle to see it, just do that. It's so worth it. In any case, the audio we'll hear today is from our infamous anniversary trip to Walt Disney World in 2006. We just walk straight up, grab our glasses, and step inside the show building into the pre-show, which has already started. Sadly, we missed the very beginning with the guys sending the sponsor logo straight. Yeah, I don't take my own advice here. I'm sorry, guys. So Scooter walks on, looks at the three different screens, and the show progresses from there. We're ushered into the main auditorium shortly after, and the laughs continue, of course, and the show goes off without, you know, too much of a hitch, and we get to exit right out to the right. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive this memory with lots of laughs.
Glasses, where are their glasses? Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I put the glasses on too far.
Yeah.
her musical number.
But Dean, you don't know what interrupts Miss Piggy while she's rehearsing. I warned you.
Nice outfit. Scooter, there's a telephone call for you. It's urgent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I got him. We don't have a telephone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while we're a captive audience, a display of tremendous tap dancing talent with the added cultural component of a pot of flowers balanced on my head. Hit it, Rusty.
Towards you, we ask you please stand behind this red line for your own safety. When you're inside the theater, please select a row and move all the way across that row. Make room for all those guests behind you. Please do reserve the top row for our guests traveling in wheelchairs and their parties. Just a reminder, please do not put on your 3D glasses until you are safely seated in the theater and have been instructed to do so. Again, thank you for joining us at Muppet Vision 3D, presented by Kodak.
Drop the phone. Look back there. There's a net, and it's got a bunch of colored cubes. What does it look like? Kind of looks like a net full of jello, huh?
Okay.
A net full of jello. A net full of jello. That's the Mickey Mouse Club, Annette.
Oh.
Annette Fullagello, Annette Funicello. Bad joke. Anywhere.
For those guests just entering, we still have 25 seats first row. We still have 20 seats first row. 20 seats first row. Front row. For those guests just entering, we still have seats in the second row. Second row. For those guests just entering.
Fairly full show.
Glasses, Kodak proudly presents Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D.
Muppet Vision 3D, a new film process which we're about to demonstrate to you. Now, working the projector is an old friend of ours, the Swedish Chef. Chef, everything okay?
Theater open, open, your machine is going, your food is good.
Exactly. And our demonstration includes a little song from Miss Piggy.
Little?
Did I say little? I meant to say it's a huge, show-stopping, major song from Miss Piggy.
That's more like it.
Good. And we've also got a big musical finale from Sam Eagle. Sam, what's it about?
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
Great. So it's going to be a swell demonstration, and at no time will we be stooping to any cheap 3D tricks.
Did you say cheap 3D tricks? Oh, and here's something I wanted to spring on you.
Next time, Fozzie. Okay? And now, if you'll come this way, I can show you our secret laboratory. You see, we invited distinguished scientists from all over the world to come and work here. Unfortunately, none of them showed up. So instead, I'd like to introduce you to the guys who invented Muppet Vision, and they can show you some of their... right now, I'd like to turn you over to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kermit. Today, let's look at the advancements we've been working on for Muppet Vision. Beaker, would you turn on the machine? We at Muppet Labs have been able to grab hold of the future. The wheels of progress turn swiftly here as we strike upon ways to bring science safely to you. This user-friendly machine will now generate the first living 3D effect just by flicking a simple switch.
I'm Waldo, the spirit of 3D.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Ooh, cute outfit. Watch this.
Don't you just hate it when your nose runs?
You know, all these other people think I'm talking to them, but I'm really just talking to you. Well, I think I'll be just about enough of Waldo, Beaker. You may deactivate.
What?
You, what are you?
Hey, watch it.
Oh, dear, he won't deactivate.
Boing.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing to worry about, but please keep your heads down.
So, I'm bouncing on people's heads.
Beaker, activate the inflatomatic.
The what?
You? Oh. Hurry, Beaker, hurry.
Great. Now I can start my own football team.
Beaker, we'll have to try the vacuum muppet. Yes.
Needing this.
What's that?
It was for the big water skiing finale.
What?
this film?
Well, I was just trying to help.
Get out.
I didn't mean anything.
Go away. Go away.
Does anybody know the way out of this film? Hey, you got a map down there?
Well, you come with me if you like. I just got fired and I'm running away.
Terrific! Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Bean, what's up?
I'm going away. Forever.
Oh, great. Could you get me a sandwich? Would any of you people like anything? I mean, since he's going out, he could forever? Bean? Bean? Oh, Kermit? Kermit?
Hey, sweetheart, that's a great effect.
Hey, Fozzie, Kermit.
What is it?
Bean Bunny ran away.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Good riddance. We gotta find him.
I know.
All right, everybody spread out and look for Bean.
Right. I'll go this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue the show in just a moment. Bean? But in the meantime, if you see a rabbit, holler.
Bean.
Bean.
Oh, Bean.
Not you!
Ah.
Damn! Look out!
this theater suffered only minor damage. So thank you very much for coming to see this demonstration of Muppet Vision technology, and enjoy the rest of your stay, and come see us again sometime.
Another great memory, guys. Thank you, Jessica, for requesting it. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send me an email to requests@www-memories.net. For more information and photos of Muppet Vision 3D, as well as the many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in Episode 18A. Also, I'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. And if you take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that would be great. And don't forget to send me a friend invite on DizFriends or check us out on Facebook. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in two... Now I'm not going to say that. As we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Let's have a hand for our show.